This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Britain rushed ventilators and vaccine materials to India on Monday, where the situation is being described by the World Health Organization as beyond heartbreaking. India and its population of 1.3 billion is battling a new surge in coronavirus infections, overwhelming crowded hospitals. Nearly 353,000 new cases and 2,800 deaths were recorded on Monday, the highest level since the start of the pandemic and the fifth straight day of record highs. The WHO is transferring more than 2,600 of its experts from other fields like polio and tuberculosis to work with Indian health authorities to respond to the pandemic. Globally, the UN Health Agency warns new case numbers have been rising for the past 9 weeks straight. There were almost as many cases worldwide last week as in the first 5 months of the pandemic. That's not keeping some European countries from lifting some lockdowns and restrictions, with vaccinations picking up pace. Italy was one of the first European countries to be hit by the pandemic in early 2020 and still one of the worst affected. But on Monday, bars, restaurants, cinemas, and concert halls reopened. The United States will start to share up to 60 million doses of its AstraZeneca vaccine with other countries as soon as the next few weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday there could be about 10 million cleared in coming weeks. Another 50 million more are currently being produced and could ship in May and June. But she notes the U.S. right now has zero doses available of AstraZeneca because it's still under review by health regulators. Find more on the story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Commission says it has launched legal action against AstraZeneca for not respecting its contract for the supply of COVID-19 vaccines. The commission also said Monday AstraZeneca did not have a reliable plan to ensure timely deliveries. AstraZeneca said in response that the legal action by the EU was without merit and pledged to defend itself strongly in court. Under the contract, the Anglo-Swedish company had committed to making its best reasonable efforts to deliver 180 million vaccine doses to the EU in the second quarter of this year. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is making the case before United Nations members that now is the time to begin working on how to respond to the next global pandemic. The virtual address Monday was Harris's second to a U.N. body since her inauguration. It comes as the United States makes progress on vaccinating the public as much of the world struggles to acquire vaccines. Harris told the U.N. members, "At the same time that the world works to get through this pandemic, we also know that we must prepare for the next." Russian authorities have ordered the offices of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny to suspend their activities. The order is pending a court ruling on whether to outlaw them as an extremist group. The move is part of the most recent wave of crackdowns on Navalny's political organizations. Earlier this month, the Moscow prosecutor's office petitioned a court to label his foundation for fighting corruption and network of regional offices as extremist groups. Such a designation would outlaw their activities and expose members and supporters to long prison terms. It's a major challenge for Navalny's embattled team, whose many members have been arrested or face criminal charges. Sources say militants overran an army base in northeastern Nigeria, killing more than 30 soldiers before pulling back in the face of airstrikes. The attackers were believed to belong to the regional offshoot of the Islamic State. They hit a base in the northeast on Sunday afternoon, three soldiers and a local resident told Reuters. Rising insecurity across Nigeria has killed scores of soldiers and civilians this year. And the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal to expand gun rights in the United States in a New York case over the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. The case will be argued in the fall and marks the first foray into gun rights since Justice Amy Coney Barrett came on board. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.